Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, I do apologize, but we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Let's see. So we are live, guys. We're trying to work out these technical difficulties right now. Can y'all hear us? Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. But tonight's topic is Awakening the New You. We have our special guest tonight, Prophetess Julia Jean Baptiste, who will be joining us momentarily. I'm waiting for our guest to call in now. I'm hoping you guys can hear me now. So I am trying a workaround. Since we're having problems with the sound. If you can hear my voice, because I'm testing out the sound and sound quality to see if you guys can hear me, because I can hear a lot of feedback, echo. But if you can hear me at all, and you're listening by phone, press one for me, please. Prophetess, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Miss Butler.
Okay, I do apologize. Hello? You know, can you hear me? You said you can't hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Good night.
Okay, good. So I do apologize. I'm actually just going through the whole field of everything, and then I'm having people sitting in chat, I can't hear you. Are you on? And I'm like, what?
Amen. It happens sometimes. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. But you know what? We give God glory because we already know what it is. And we know that
Amen.
It was sent to delay or shut down, but ain't nothing stopping. In Jesus'
Amen.
Well, welcome to All Fired and Inspired. And again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties for those of you who have been waiting patiently for the last 13 minutes. Thank you. Because I was talking to them there. No one heard me. But, amen, we give God praise. Can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family?
Amen. Good evening, listening audience. Good evening to the host. And just wanted to say thank you to Abba Father for this opportunity, first off and foremost. Good evening, everyone. My name is Prophetess Julia Lancelot-Jean-Baptiste. And I am just really, I'm really excited right now to, you know, have this opportunity to just share what it is that, you know, the Lord may lead and guide and however he directs, you know, this conversation this evening. And so just, you know, giving him all glory, honor, and praise. So again, my name is Prophetess Julia Lancelot-Jean-Baptiste, and I'm just going to kind of just flow with how the host is flowing, and so I'll just leave it at that for right now. Now, Miss Sutter.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for joining us and taking the time out to share your gifts and talents and abilities with us. Now, tonight's topic is Awakening the New You. Can you share with us what the topic itself means to you?
All right, so Awakening the New You comes from a project that I believe the Lord placed on my heart. So I wrote a book, and it's called Awakening the Six Steps to a New You. And prior to that book that I wrote, I had another book on my heart, but for whatever reason, the Lord didn't allow me to, haven't yet allowed me to release and you know, completely write that particular book. So in the interim, he allowed me to use what it is that I did have to put on paper to create this project. And so it came from that place first. And it's the steps that we can take, because, you know, we go through various challenges and in life, and life happens to each and every one of us. And so at whatever juncture you are in your life, you know, you can get stuck. And so this project came, I believe, from that point where I was really beginning to feel like I particularly was stuck. And I was, you know, questioning why, you know, why is it that I'm, you know, why is it I'm at this place? You know, I thought I did, you know, all the things that I needed to do. I thought I, you know, followed through with, you know, going to school and getting the degrees and, you know, furthering my education and going to conferences. And so it was from that, you know, really from that place that I really followed through. And I was like, okay, Lord, just, you know, give me a download. And he did. And so the steps are pretty pretty straightforward. But for everyone who has been able to read the book and who has, you know, shared their feedback with me, they love the fact that, you know, it's very simple and it's just telling you that, you know, there's nothing impossible with God. So the steps starts off with not allowing your impossibilities to become your possibilities, allowing your impossibilities to become your possibilities. That's the first step. And, you know, we always think, but for those of us who know the Lord, and, you know, I'm not going to say that everybody on this line at this present point in time on the call right now may know the Lord, and we are hoping that by the end of this call that could be the case. But, you know, for us who do know the Lord, you know, we hear this thing over and over again, nothing is impossible with God. And so at this place where I was like, okay, God, you keep telling me, you know, from your word that nothing is impossible with you. So what's going on? So I started to really become very real with the Lord and, you know, started, you know, really like questioning him on a one-on-one basis, because I grew up, you know, praying, not in the way that I, you know, he has led me and guided me now, but, you know, I knew the Lord, but I didn't have a relationship with him. But I think it's at this point I started growing my relationship with him, because I'm like, God, okay, this is your word. It says nothing is impossible with you. What is, you know, what's going on? What does this mean? How is this not, why is it not working for me? pretty much. And so I really started kind of really speaking to him, you know, from that place of a one-on-one. And so, you know, he led me to really look at some people. George Washington Carver, you know, was one of the people that, you know, when I started writing, you know, because his, I mean, for those who are familiar with him. I'm sure most of everyone on the call and the line and this line right now is familiar with him, but as a peanut map. But his story is where the Lord sent me, and, you know, it talked about the fact that our imagination and the things that, you know, what we can do with our imagination. And so it really got me to that point, like I said, to really start thinking in terms of we have limited ourselves to just what we've grown up, and I'm speaking for myself right now, grown up believing that we are limited by our own thinking. And really and truly, we serve a limitless God. And so the book, A Six Steps to Awaken a New You, is giving us, you know, those steps. You know, first off, I'm going to say this because I believe the Holy Spirit is leading me to say this. First off, you know, before we go to any other book, I mean, there are millions of books out there, okay? But the main book that we always supposed to go back to is the Word of God, which is the Bible, okay, for those who believe in the Lord. It is the B-I-B-L-E, and it's the Bible, okay? And so if we listen or if we read many books, and this is something that I've done now over the years, I've read many books, many people, their ideas came from the Bible. So I feel like I need to say that. So despite whatever book you may pick up, whether it's my book or whomever's book, know that the foundation is the Bible. So I want to say that first. Okay, so moving right along. So these steps is, like I said, steps that I believe he downloaded to me in terms of just how to align yourself with people who are on the same, who's already done what is it that you want to do. So aligning yourself with some of those people, and not necessarily even that you may have physical contact or day-to-day contact with them, because in the book, it talks about, you know, we need mentors, okay? We need mentors, and we need coaches, okay, whom I'm a coach myself. And, you know, I have coaches that, you know, I've followed through with, still do, because that, and now they're guiding. They can guide you. But it's not only having only physical or, you know, contact with them. It's also using the resources that we've been given that the Lord has allowed us to have. We have YouTube. You know, we have books. We have social media. So, you know, mentorship doesn't only have to come from a direct, always one-on-one. It's good to have coaching. Again, like I said, I'm a coach myself, and so, you know, this is something that I definitely advocate. But we need to find avenues where we can look at somebody else's life who's been there, done that, doing it, and say, hey, let me see what is it that they're doing. Let me tweak it and let it work for me, right? And so that's again, one of the steps to moving towards becoming a new you, moving out of that place of mediocrity, moving towards the place where God needs us to fulfill the destiny that he's given each and every one of us. You know, one of the people that I talk about that I just absolutely adore is Mr. Steve Harvey. And, you know, his whole concept of jump to jump, we're supposed to leap forward, you know, and the fact that we're supposed to be able to take calculated risks in life. And so for many of us, we don't like to do that because we become comfortable. And so that comfort zone sometimes can really be that place where we get stuck, because we're not willing to take a calculated risk, and like Mr. Harvey would say, to jump, all right? And God wants us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to live that life of fulfillment, okay? Mm-hmm. Not just about success, but to live that life of fulfillment. In order for us to do that, we have to awaken in us the gifts and the talents and the abilities, because each and every one of us, we were born with gifts. We were born with talents. Okay, Les Brown, Mr. Les Brown is, you know, a motivational speaker along with many other things under his belt, okay, and he would tell you some of the disabilities that he has, you know, he thought would stop him from moving forward, and look where he is today. Okay? And so there's so many other people. But, you know, looking at the lives of others, women, you know, that have been there, done that in terms of in their life, and, you know, just looking to see what they've done and moving towards following through with what you need to do, pulling your gifts, you know. I think one of the things that I'm very passionate about is, you know, letting somebody, when I see a gift within someone, pulling from them and saying, I believe this is your gift. I believe this is the gift that God has given you. Because so many of us, you know, we don't even know what our gifts are. Because we are so, especially as women, right? Especially as women, you know, we're daughters first, and then somewhere along the line we become mothers. You know, at some point maybe, you know, for some people they become wives, and, you know, it's like goes on and on, like the cycle goes on and on. And so sometimes there's never a time to really stop and breathe and say, who am I? Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree. Yes.
Yes, and so, you know, who am I? And so I believe that's where that place comes from. Who am I? Who is Julia Langley Jean-Baptiste? Who is Ms. Butler? Who are you? Apart from, you know, who you were as your mother's child, your father's child, your, you know, your sisters and brothers, your as a mother, you know, or a spouse or whatever. Who are you? What makes you unique? What makes you the person who stands out from everyone else? Okay? And this project became partially from that place. What makes you stand out? What makes you unique? What makes you different from anybody else? Okay? Because the world needs you. The world needs you. The world needs your gift. The gift that you've been given, the world needs it. Okay, where would, I mean, you know, I'm not, well, I won't go there, but, you know, I would just say that, you know, where would the world be without someone like Maya Angelou or Oprah Winfrey? Because, like, you know, and I put them together because, you know, they were very close. But where would the world be without Mahatma Gandhi? Where would the world be without Mother Teresa? You know, where would the world be without these people who have left a mark, right, and shared their gifts with the world? Where would the world be without Miss Butler, who is now allowing her gift to pull my gift? So where would the world be without any of us? The Lord placed on your heart, okay, to allow you to put this platform together, to allow people like myself a voice, okay, who other people may never hear, you know, because your audience may not be my audience in terms of, you know, different parts of where we flow in life. But right now, your audience becomes my audience. Right now, my audience becomes your audience. And somebody may be changed because of what you have done and what you're doing, because of what I have done and what I'm doing, and what God allows us to do.
Yes.
So His will can be done in the earth.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You made me think about something that an apostle said. I think she said it last year or year before last. She said, you're absolutely necessary. She said, the world is waiting on you. You are necessary. Because many times, so many people come to me and as they're in transition. I'm called to men and women, but people who are in transition in their lives are the ones that come to me the most.
Yeah.
And so I have to help them understand that they are necessary, and it's a necessity for that part that's been lying dormant to awaken, because there's someone that's waiting for that piece to awaken now, you know.
Absolutely. And and every person's story, each and every person who is on this line right now, each and every person who's listening right now, each of us,
mm-hmm.
each one of you, I'm going to speak to you, each one of you on this line, you have a story. And your story is different from anybody else's story.
Mm-hmm.
And your story can help someone else to leave the mess that they may be in to become greater and to
mm-hmm.
fulfill their destiny.
Yes.
Because your experiences, each and every one of us, our experiences are different. Your experiences are different. Sometimes it becomes an overlap.
Mm-hmm.
But again, each and every one of us who is here on this line, on this call right now, listening, each and every one of us, our experiences have been different. They may overlap. Because something that we love to say is, oh, well, you know, I don't think anybody has ever been through that before. Really? Really? Yes, they have. Yes, we have. We've been through that before. Okay? Or, you know, I flip it, and then you say, okay, well, I've been through this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I haven't been through that, so I don't know. But then the wisdom comes from learning from someone who's been through it, and you not
mm-hmm.
have to go through it because you're learning from somebody else's experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, the Word of God tells us about our testimonies, sharing our testimonies with somebody else. Because
right.
when we share our story and our testimony with someone else, that can help that person to go over the hurdle that they may be in right now. That can
yes.
help that person to say, you know what, I'm not going to commit suicide because that person has been through that. The Lord has allowed them to go through that. So you know what, if he allows them to go through it, then he's going to allow me to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to end my life.
Right.
Because if they were able to overcome that
mm-hmm.
obstacle, that trauma,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be, whether in a
yes.
relationship, you know, the loss of a parent, the loss of a husband, the loss of a child, whatever
mm-hmm.
it may be, then
yes.
that person knows that, hey, guess what? I have, even if it's a small little window,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the Word of God tells us about our light. Let our light shine. And
right.
so in darkness, it can be a small little light. But you can still see it.
Mm-hmm.
So be that small light for somebody else. Be that small light for someone else who needs you to be able to go through and to become an overcomer.
Wow. You know what, Prophetess? It's in that darkness that the light shines bright anyway. That's when you really see the light, you know? Isn't that the place that
Amen.
Light stands out the most? You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Amen.
You know, amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I tell you,
amen.
I thank
but,
God for.
You know, it's amazing.
Yes, I thank God for this topic tonight because it's such a reminder of many of those who are, you know, they know that God is calling them to do something, and they've been kind of questioning and doubting and second guessing. But for that person that's listening, whether you listen to us by phone, listen to us by internet, or you're listening to the recording, yes, it's time. And that's why the topic of this tonight's show is exactly that, awakening
Amen.
The new you. Every dormant gift,
Amen. Amen.
Everything that God is purposely
Amen.
Planning in your heart, it's time. You know, Prophetess, this morning in prayer, the Lord told me, he said, many thought that thing that was going to take them out, they thought it was such
mm-hmm.
a setback, they thought it was going to just take them out and they couldn't recover. He said, but mm-hmm. in that big setback, I was actually positioning them for the greatest setup.
That's
and
how
I said,
that.
Oh,
yes.
my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. And so
my
as
God.
I released them
the
on comeback. The prayer line this morning,
setting them up for the
oh,
comeback.
My God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Shaka, shaka. Yes, the comeback. setting them up for the comeback. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ashata. Yes, Lord God. Setting them up, Lord God. Yes. Position them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, positioning, Lord God. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, Father God. Hallelujah. To do the exploits and the wonders and the miracles, Lord God, that you would have to do in the earth, Father God. The earth realm, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father God, that you are positioning them, Lord God, with the men and women, Lord God, who they need, Lord God, to push them forward, Father God, to push them forward, Lord God, to do what you have called them to do, which is your will, Father God, to be done for their good and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, by the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for covering, Lord God, by the blood. Yes. Thank you for covering, Father God, what you have called them to do, encompassing, Lord God, what you have called them to do in the precious blood, the living blood of the Lamb, Father God. Thank you, Father God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken in any of our lives, Father God. You are positioning us, Lord God, where you need us to be for such a time as this, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I just so love my Father. I just so love my Father.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you, Father God, for dropping out in my spirit. Hallelujah. Father God, just thank you for that, for that man or that woman, Father God, who did not have an earthly father, Lord, to love on them, who did not have a relationship with their earthly father. Father God, move out that hurt right now in the name of Jesus and replace it, Father God, with the fullness of your love, your agape love, Father God. Fill them with your love, Father God, that they may know that they do have a Father and He loves them. He loves them. God loves you. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but God loves you. He loves you as your father it wasn't able to for whatever reason, but He loves you. Abba Father loves you, and He wants the best for you. He wants the best for you. As my sister just said, this is your comeback season. This is your comeback season.
Yes, God.
This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to do what you have been called to do. And don't stay any longer in the name of Jesus. Don't stay any longer dwelling on the past. Live in the now. Live in the now. Embrace the love of God. Because He loves you. Everybody else might fail you, but know that God will never fail you. Once you seek to know who He is, He will never fail you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I told you, Prophetess, I don't tend to script a lot of my shows because I tell people all the time that come in as a guest, you come in, you're welcome. And the Father is, He is the actual show. I'm just the voice and the mouthpiece that He's using in this hour to lead this vision. But it's all His. So I may give you some general things that He may lay on my heart at the time, but I just let Him have His way. And so many people are blessed as we just give way for Him to do His thing, I give Him praise, I'm so honored to be a vessel, so honored. I tell you,
Amen. Yes, it is an honor to be used by God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It is an honor to be used by the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It is an honor to be used by the Father. You know, it is. There's no words to even describe for me, like you're saying, it is an honor to be used by the Father, you know,
mm-hmm.
Especially when, you know, and I'm speaking, you know, myself, that, you know, you mm-hmm. haven't always done what, you know, that you were taught to do. You haven't
mm-hmm.
always been obedient to what is it he's called you to do, whether,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowingly or unknowingly. But he
mm-hmm.
still, you know, in his mercy and his grace, my God,
mm-hmm.
he's still willing to use us.
Uh-huh.
He's still
yes.
willing to use us. So it's such an honor. It's such an honor. He's still willing to use us as his vessels. It's an honor, yeah. You know, you look at the stories in the Bible, you know, Moses and David and, you know, Esther and, you know, it's just a wonder. It's just a wonder of who
mm-hmm.
he is. And it's just this
mm-hmm.
amazing God that we serve. And for those of you who don't yet know him,
mm-hmm.
we're believing that before this call ends that you will know him, because he is an amazing God. He's an
yeah.
amazing, amazing God. He pulls us through. You know, he said, when we are weak, he
uh-huh.
is strong.
Uh-huh.
When we are weak, he is strong.
Uh-huh.
And there are so many times that we, in our flesh, we're weak. But when
uh-huh.
we call on him, because he's always there, we want him to be there.
Uh-huh.
He's always there.
Uh-huh.
And we say, God, I need your strength.
Yes.
And many of you on this line right now, you need the strength of God, because we try to do it on our own.
Uh-huh.
We try to do it in our own strength.
Right.
And we become weak. We become
uh-huh.
weak, and the enemy weakens us even more, because now we're tired. And we're not just mentally tired, we become physically tired. And so we need to call on the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, strengthen me. Where I'm weak, make me strong. In you, Christ Jesus, make me strong. And he's willing and obedient. You know, if we're willing and obedient, he's willing to do it. He's willing
mm-hmm.
to do it. We just have to let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Let go and let God.
Yes. You know what, Prophetess? I think that, and you know, what I'm feeling right now is there's someone in a place of where I was a couple of years ago when I was asking God, what is my purpose? And one of the things I started beginning to ask him when I was asking him that, I was saying, God, what did you put breath in this body to do? And what did you put breath in this body to be? And there became such a place of like a big hole in me, if you will. And there's someone listening. I don't know if they're on the line or if they're listening by internet or if they're going to be the ones listening to the recording. But I speak to that person and that place of that voided place. I want you to seek the Father like never before, because I'm telling you, he
Amen.
Will not fail you. And the reason you're feeling like that is because you're not in position. See, he's wanting to.
Amen.
He wants to give you everything your heart's desire and then some. And I remember there were some things that he told me, Father, that he said, the things that I want to do in your carnal mind, you can't fathom. I wouldn't even been able to fathom this if he told me at that time that, hey, you'd be doing an online radio show and you'd be going and speaking and emceeing. And I'm like, what? No, not me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come out of yourself and allow him to be him, he said,
yeah.
when you let me be God, I'm going to show you who you really are, because you don't have a clue who you are.
Amen.
You think you know. So there's a person that's in
yeah.
the exact same place that I was in. And I'm, you know, be it a woman or a man, you're in that place. And it's okay, because it's in that place that's when he can truly say, I got your attention now. Now I have your attention.
That's right.
Because you're tired of doing it yourself.
That's right.
Now you're seeking me. And so I just tell you, seek him with your whole heart, and I promise you, you will not regret any of the time that you spent with him.
Amen.
And what
else
would you say to that person, Papa?
Amen. I say to that person, you're going to have to also be willing to do your part. Because we always put everything on God, right? And like, okay, God. But we have a part to play also. Because we are made up, you know, God made us different from any other creature because we have the power of choice. He gave us choices.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I would add to what you just said, that you have to do your part. You have to be willing to make the sacrifices because God, through his son Jesus Christ, he made sacrifices. Okay? That's why we even can be where we are right now because he sacrifices mm-hmm. life for us. Right?
Right.
And so those of you who were just being spoken to by the power of God, you have to be willing to make a sacrifice. And that sacrifice may be you may have to stop being around some of the people that you're around. It may mean that some of the people that you have been hanging with for years, you're going to have to evaluate some of those people.
Wow.
Some of the things that you're doing, you're going to have to evaluate some of your actions because we all need to know that we, in order to move in obedience, it's going to be a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to give up some stuff. So you may have to give up something. You may have to give up someone to be able to move into the alignment that my sister just said. So right now, you need to evaluate where you are, who you're around, and make some sacrifices in order for you to align yourself with the will of God. And it's going to be hard. It will be hard. Okay, because anything, you know, I don't know who the quote is, but anything that has a, you know, any type of price tag to it that means anything, it's going to have a high cost. And so it's going to cost you having to sacrifice and give up something or someone. And for every one of us, again, that's going to be different. For me, it might be I may have to give up, you know, being a selfish person. It may be that I have to give up smoking. It may be that I have to give up, you know, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you have to give up, you know, whatever it is you're doing with whomever it is that you know you're not supposed to be doing with. It may be for me that. It may be for you that. But every one of us is going to be a different. It may be that you need to get in the Word of God more.
Mm-hmm.
So where you are spending a day in the Word, you probably, an hour in the Word, you need to spend a whole day in the Word whenever you have that opportunity. You know, put down watching the news. Okay? Put down watching those reality shows. And pick up the Word of God. Read the Word more. Instead of praying 15 minutes a day, you may need to pray 30 minutes a day. We may need to add more time to our prayer life. Instead of turning to a friend who may not even be your friend and picking up the phone and calling them and telling them about your problems, try telling God about them and listen to hear what he has to say. That may be for me what it is. What is yours? And so for each and every one of us is going to be different. Whatever it is that he's telling us that we may have to give up and we may have to sacrifice.
Oh, man. Amen, amen. One of the things that I tell people, because, you know, some people feel like that's overwhelming. Start somewhere. He's going to meet you. Just start somewhere. Start somewhere.
Amen.
And as you get started, then you see it become easier. And you start speaking forth what you want to see before you see it. And that's one of the things I love what my apostle starts saying. She says, see the end result before it manifests. So in this hour, we're intentional about everything that God is doing. You can't be led by grandmama's prayers and auntie and uncle's them prayers or even what you thought you knew. In this hour, you got to have a relationship with the Father for yourself and be led by His Spirit.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. And you know, that's just, you know, one of the other steps in terms of moving towards the purpose, you know, moving towards your purpose. But also know that reward yourself. That's one of the things that I speak of in the project that the Lord gave me, the awakening. Reward yourself for the small steps, because sometimes we become so overwhelmed with, and I agree with you fully in terms of seeing the final picture, because, you know, it's good to know the final mark. But sometimes that can overwhelm us, because then it's like, oh my God, I didn't meet that mark. But like you said, when you just started, just take that small step. And every small step that you take, reward yourself for it. It doesn't have to be a big reward. It can be something simple. You know, go and buy some ice cream if that's, you know, what you like to do. If I like ice cream, then hey, I'm going to treat myself to some ice cream. You know, if I like to go to the movies, I'm going to treat myself to go to the movies. Whatever it is that, you know, will make you feel like you've made a step forward and that you are moving towards the purpose and the plan of God for your life. Reward yourself. Simple stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. If you can do extravagant, then, you know, that's great. You know, after 6 months, you'd be like, okay, well, these are the steps that I put in place. And after this 6 month period, you know what, I want to go and take a trip. And if you can do that, then do it. Because when you come back, you're going to feel so fulfilled. Not successful. I think the world, we use the word success so openly. But a man of God, you know, shared that with me. I'm learning how to embrace it. It's not about success, really. It's about fulfillment. Fulfilling the will of God for you individually, for me individually, fulfilling the will of God individually. Because God is not, and you know, I'm not sure exactly right now off the top of my head in terms of the Bible verse, but it's in Revelation, where God he's only going to measure based on what assignment he gave you. And what assignment he gave me. Right. He's not going to say, well, you know, I'm going to measure Prophetess Julia's based on his butler and vice versa. He's not going to do that. So in making those steps, know that you're fulfilling the destiny, that you're fulfilling your purpose, why you are even here on the earth. And while you're taking those steps, as my sister just said, just go one in front of the next. And if you mess up, God, forgive me. Help me not make that mistake again. Forgive me. Help me not make that mistake again. Because sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, the enemy allows us to get so caught up in that moment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did this again. Yeah, you did. You did. And so what are you going to do? You're going to get stuck again? God, give me the strength to not do it again. And if you see that it's something that really is a stronghold on your life, find an accountability partner who is not struggling in that area. Find a coach who can help you to become accountable. Find someone who God has guided you to so that you can be held accountable. And if you need to call that person because you know you're moving into that zone,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's based on our faith. And so for some people, you know, for some of us, for myself, yourself, you know, it could be like, okay, all right, God, because our faith has been strengthened in that area. You know, our faith has been strengthened. But as you were starting out, we may need somebody to be accountable to.
Right.
But be led, you know, you have to know that, it, you know, and okay, let me say this. Yes, Lord. Be careful, because there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of people who, on this line, even myself, you know, I'm going to say that as well, you know, who've been hurt thinking, I can share this information with this person because this is my sister in the Lord. But your sister in the Lord could have had a gossip problem, or probably still having a gossip problem. Okay, that may be, that was their weakness. Okay? And they may be the person who, you know, you don't need to share your information with. And if you have, and then they go ahead and they, you know, they take your information, oh, you see, and now you're blaming God because you're like, okay, well, this is my sister in the Lord. But more than likely, you had an inclination in your spirit knowing, or if this person is close to you, okay, more than likely, if they're sharing information with you about someone, I think the rule is that they probably might be sharing your information too. So don't use that person.
Mm-hmm.
Find someone who is not struggling in whatever area that you may be struggling in. Okay? And use that person as an accountability person. Use a coach as an accountability person.
Right.
Okay? So, yes. Amen.
Amen. So, Prophetess, what would you say to the person who is saying, you know what, I got it. This has moved me to a place of I'm ready to move forward. I'm doing this. What would you say to the person that says, okay, I want to follow you. I want to contact you. How would they get in touch with you or follow you?
Okay, amen. All right. For a second there, I was saying to myself, Lord, I hope I don't have to ask or repeat. But as you continued, I kind of started to understand. It became a little clearer what you were saying because it kind of started going in and out. Okay, so they can reach me on right now on Facebook. That's where I am the most, is on Facebook. I started my Instagram account. I have that for a while. So it's Julia, L-A-N, B-L-O-S, Jean-Baptiste, J-E-A-N-B-A-P-T-I-S-T-E. You know, they can hit me up and let me know that they were on this, you know, this listening this evening. Instagram is Julia, J-U-L-I-A, L-A-N, J-E-A-N-B-A-P-T-I-S-T-E. So on Instagram, they can also follow through with me on Instagram as well in that way. I am curtailing my website. I'm making some changes to my website, so that is no longer up right now. In the process of redoing my website, so that should be hopefully up in really close. So I'm hoping for that. So for right now, it's through social media. In terms of Instagram, in terms of, like I said, Facebook, you can follow through with me there. My book is at a very good rate right now. You can find it on Amazon. Again, it's called Awakening the Six Steps to Awakening the Youth. I've had a great rate. And I think one of the reasons also is in terms of the price, because I really, it's not just a book in terms of just reading. It's kind of like a workbook, okay? Someone just, you know, followed through and told me they loved the fact that, you know, I'm asking them questions at the end, right, that they can answer, and making themselves accountable to, you know, what is it that they need to follow through. So one of the exercises that they'll find, one of the questions, let me see which one. Okay, so in exercise 4, it says, why do you need to move forward? So this is one of the questions that I ask. Why do you need to move forward? What's your why? What's your why? What is the reason why you need to move forward in your life? We know that it's God's purpose and, you know, for God's will. But why do you need to be fulfilled in your life? Is it going to make you a happier person? Is it going to make your family life better? Is it going to allow your child to see that, you know, they can move towards, you know, the goals that, you know, you set forth, and now they can move even further than you move? Because, you know, for most parents, you know, it's very true that, you know, you want to see your child move forth further than you did. I think for most parents, that's very true. And so why is it that you need to do what you need to do? Because your child may be looking at you. Why do you need to follow through with what you need to do? Because your spouse may be counting on you. Why do you need to follow through? Because maybe your brothers and sisters need you and need to see the God in you so that they can become, you know, saved and give their life to the Lord. So it can be sometimes just as simple as that. What's your why? What is the why that God is calling you towards? Because sometimes you think it's you know, this big, you know, big thing that everybody has. And again, and I'm going to say this again, everybody's story is different. God may be just calling you to say, you know what, I need you to get your brothers and sisters saved. That's why you're here. That's the purpose that I have given. That's the plan and purpose for your life. Your brothers and sisters need to be saved. Your immediate brothers and sisters need to be saved. Before they close their eyes, they need to know the Lord. So that could be your purpose. And, you know, so you have to ask yourself, why is it that I need to follow through? So, yes. So those are the ways that right now that they can connect with me. Ms. Butler, thank you very much for allowing me to share.
Yes, ma'am. How can they get your book?
They can go to Amazon, like I said. They can go to Amazon and they can order the book from Amazon, directly from Amazon. And pick up more than one copy. Like I said, it's at a great rate. Pick up more than one copy. Share, you know, I've been also, you know, told that, you know, teenagers, I have a heart for teenagers, young people, because I worked with them for so many years as well. And so, as you know, the people who are middle age, who are younger, you know, the book, and they are able to flow with it. And that's what I've been told. Like, they can just flow with it because it's very easy read. Like I said, it does have activities that you make you stop and think, why? You know, okay, this is what I need to do. And sometimes we just need a little jolt. We just need a little push. Like this show, right. As you said in the show this evening, you know, sometimes you just need that little push to move forward and continue moving forward.
Right. Right. Amen. Amen. We thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. And I do apologize for the technical difficulties earlier, but I already know anytime I experience that, I know what that is.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. And so I just want to, if you may, I don't know if you allow in terms of anybody who may not know the Lord, is that something you would allow?
You can, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. So for anyone who's listening now or maybe listening to the recording, as my sister said, if you do not know the Lord, okay, you're truly missing out. I'm going to tell you that right now. And we can testify to that. You're truly missing out because you're not always going to have someone there physically. But God is always going to be there. He will always be there. He says in the Word of God, He will never leave us and He will never forsake us. Okay? Even when we've done things that we know that we should not have done, He said He will never leave us and forsake us once we have accepted His Son, Jesus Christ. And so for those of you who may not know Him right now, you know, it doesn't take a long prayer. It's just a matter of saying, Heavenly Father, and it says speak, we must speak it out of our mouth, okay? So don't just be like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to say it in my head. No, the Word of God says to speak it, okay? Speak things into existence. So it's just a Father God, come into my heart. Father God, come into my life. Save me now. I repent of my sins. I'm willing to turn from them, and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, but He is no longer there. He is alive right now, and I thank You that You will allow the Holy Spirit to live in me. And if you believe that with your heart, according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, if you believe that and you speak that out of your mouth, then know that you can now call yourself a child of God. We are all creatures of God, okay? But in say that we are children of God, you have to be willing to receive Him as Lord and Savior of your life. So I cover, Father God, I cover right now in the name of Jesus that prayer. I cover now in the name of Jesus, Father God, your daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Ms. Butler, for this opportunity. I cover her and her family. I cover her, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, Father God, for everything that You have called and ordained her to do, Father God. I thank You, Father God, that You are giving her all the resources, Father God, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, Father God, to do what You have called her to do, Father God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this line, Father God, right now. Plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over every family, including my family, in the spiritual and in the natural. I plead the precious blood of the living Lamb right now over this line, over our families, Lord God, over our communities, Lord God. And I just thank You, Father God, for this opportunity to give You and You alone, Father, all the glory, all the honor, and all of the priest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank You so much for that. And I receive every word. And we give God praise for you as He continues to open doors for you. And as you, since you have a heart for our youth, that they are drawn to you and that they're open. And there's an enlightenment. There's an awakening and an enlightenment in each and every person that you come in contact with. In Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Amen. For God be the glory.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back. And keep us informed on all the upcoming things that you have that are coming for us.
Right now, the one main thing that I have that I believe the Lord placed in my heart is once a month to do a testimonial prayer night on the 15th of every month. Going to be having, going forward, people just coming forth and sharing their testimonies. Again, like the Word of God says, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so on the 15th of every month, I'm going to have, and for those of you, I haven't placed it on Instagram yet, but I'm also going to place it on Instagram. It's already on Facebook, and I'm probably going to follow through on another social media as well with that, because I want people to really understand that we overcome by someone else's testimony, because that's the Word of God. We overcome by somebody else's trials that they have gone through. Okay, and sometimes still going through. But if someone can share their story with you, you know that you're not alone, because you are never alone. You're never alone because God is always with you. And sometimes He sends that, not sometimes, at all times, He sends that right person to you. Okay, But we have to be, again, like my sister said, we have to be in alignment and we have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to listen because he's always speaking. But sometimes we are too much talking. So that's what I have coming up, and I thank you for that. That's what I have coming up. The 15th of every month, we are going to be having a testimonial night and testimonial power night, and people just sharing their testimony. It's not going to be where, you know, it's a whole bunch of, it's not going to be like prayer. No, people just coming online and sharing their testimony. This is what God did for me, whether he did it, you know, last week or he did it today. This is what he did for me, you know, and people knowing that they have an opportunity to just hear how someone else overcame or is overcoming a situation or a circumstance in their life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to you touching bases with us. And if you're interested in being a sponsor for one of our months of the show, it's only $25 for the entire month. And we share your business or your book or whatever it is that you're interested, that you have that you want to expose to the world.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much to the listening audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless all of you in the blood of Jesus. And shalom.
Amen. Well, guys, we had an awesome interview tonight. And if you missed any of the show, you can actually go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after the show is over. I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. We've had an awesome time. Upcoming events, there is on the 9th of this month, there is a benefit concert for federal employees put on by Sunday, give me a moment, y'all. It's escaping me right now. Dr. Renee Sunday's organization is hosting this event. It's a free concert, and it is held this coming Saturday. Y'all, I apologize. It was right here in my face. But this coming Saturday. I will be posting it again on social media, so you can actually find it on Fighter Inspire page as well as my personal page. I will post it there as well. But that is coming up this coming Saturday for those who want to attend a free concert that's benefiting the federal employees. Then don't forget about the play that I'm in. It's All About Me, April 13th and 14th. We're doing 3 shows this year. If you're interested in getting a ticket, email me and say, I want a ticket in your subject. And you can get tickets from me. Tickets are $25. We have that Saturday, we have a 3 p.m. show as well as a 7 p.m. show. And that Sunday, we have a 4 p.m. show. So I am trying to hit a goal of a certain amount of sales. So if you want a ticket, come on out and support us on April 13th. But email me, get your ticket from me on FridayInspire@gmail.com. But the show, I'm telling you guys, you will love it. This is an awesome, awesome play by playwright Teresa Smith, and the title of it is All About Me. It's going to be held at Porter Safford Performing Arts Center, again, April 13th and 14th. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys come and support us on the three shows. You can bring your family, your friends, make it a girls' night, make it a date night. However you want to make it, just come give us some support. The Sunday Foundation is the one that's actually hosting the benefit concert, and the doors will open to that concert on this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. It will be held at the 3D Complex at 2244 Panola Road, Lithonia, 30058. So thanks so much for all your support. Again, if you're interested in being a sponsor to On Fire to Inspire, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. The cost is only $25 for the entire month. There's one more announcement, an event coming up on February 23rd. New Jerusalem Baptist Church is hosting a laughter, love and laughter, fit for the entire family night. It is DKM Radio is presenting it. And Big Daddy Laugh-A-Lot, I tell you, the man is hilarious, and you want to come out and support this man, tickets only $10 for that. His name is Big Daddy Laugh-A-Lot. He is hilarious. And then they have two more comedians coming in. One of them is called Light Skin Bobby Brown and 6YX5YZE. So these gentlemen will be accompanying him, but the tickets are only $10, which is a steal. You can find out more at DKMRadio.com with Big Daddy Laugh-A-Lot and his crew. You definitely want to come and be a part of that. Again, that's February 23rd at that show, and the show is from 6 to 9 p.m. All right, guys, I will see you same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday Inspire. I am your host, Miss On Friday Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Love you guys, and have a fabulously fantastic lesson-filled week. God bless you.